So there's a connection between last Sunday's readings and this weekend. Both Sundays we read from the prophet Amos, and both Sundays we have parables about rich and poor. Last Sunday was the unjust steward who gives to the poor for unjust motives, for selfish motives, but at least he's relieving the suffering of the poor to some extent. And he's plotting and planning, and Jesus praises the unjust because at least they're good planners. They know how to prepare for the future. And today we have the story about Lazarus and the rich man. Now, one of the keys to this story is the gate. Lazarus lies at the gate, at the doorway of the rich man's house. Gates or doors are passageways where we make connections between different people, between different races, between different cultures and religions, etc., between heaven and earth. Christ is the gate. He not only talks about the gate, he is the gate where the sheep go in and out in safety. But by this parable, Jesus is saying, I am the gate, the connection between God and humanity, because he's fully God and fully human at the same time. And so he shows us who God is, but he also shows us what the fullness of humanity would look like. And that fullness of humanity looks like someone who lays down his life. It looks like someone who makes connections. Jesus hangs out with the rich and the poor, with sinners and with righteous people. And he doesn't seem to show any predilection for one or the other. He's just always trying to bring them together. Jesus is the great gateway. He's the connector between God and humanity and between one human and another. Now, the rich man, he in a way is blessed by his wealth. He's blessed by all of his talents and everything. But he spends his entire life absolutely unconnected to the man at his gate. He has the opportunity to make a relationship with Lazarus, but he doesn't. Now, if we don't make relationships with one another, if we don't have some kind of connection to the poor, and giving money is certainly part of that, but also some kind of personal connection, some kind of identity, some gateway between us and the poor of the world, then as time goes on, the chasm between us of our own making gets wider and wider. So after the two men die, Lazarus is talking to Abraham, and he says, why don't you have Lazarus come and take care of me? You know, this is, the rich always want the poor to take care of them, to dip his finger in water and remove the burn from my tongue. And Abraham says, no, there's a great chasm between you and us. And this chasm is not of God's making. I think sometimes we make the mistake of thinking, well, this is God's judgment upon the rich man. No, it's the judgment of the rich man upon himself. He created this chasm all his life. It got so wide that in the afterlife, it's even wider. He can't make the connection between his own selfishness, his own greed, and the problem that he's suffering after death. In some ways, this is a parable about purgatory. Purgatory is that time after death where God in his grace and mercy is still giving us chance upon chance. And God is waiting for us to get it, waiting for us to realize that we caused our own problems, that we created the chasm between heaven and ourselves. Now, the rich man just doesn't understand. He says, oh, let's do something simple like I'm used to in my previous life. Let's just send a messenger and save my brothers. And Abraham says, well, they have the scriptures. They have the prophets. And we heard from the prophet Amos. What Abraham is saying is, this is not some new idea of God's justice for the poor, connections, gateways. God has always been about this. This is who God is. Why are you surprised by that? And yet, he is. Well, but if someone would go to them from the dead, then that would wake them up. And Jesus is referring to his own resurrection from the dead. Even if someone would rise from the dead, Jesus says, they wouldn't even notice because they're so busy building the chasm instead of making the connections. This is a warning to all of humanity, certainly all of Christians. Are we bridge builders? Are we gateways, connections? Do we establish the relationship between each other that God desires? Do we establish on earth? You know, in the Our Father we say, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Are we people who do even our small part to make earth look more like heaven by building the relationships that are in the Trinity? That perfect love that is within the Godhead, we are created in that image. It's our nature to make connections. It's our nature to be in relationship. But there is a temptation, and the world, evil, Satan, you know, whatever name you want to give it, is giving us this false message that you'll be more comfortable if you're not connected with that person or with those people. That create a safe environment, a gate community. There's another irony of the gate terminology, a gated community that separates instead of unites. And in the church, we gather in a room like this over and over again, weekend after weekend, and we don't all like each other. We don't come from the same backgrounds. We don't have all the same political views. We don't even all have the same theological views. And yet, we get along. And how do we do that? Not by diminishing our differences, not by denying them or pushing them down and saying they don't exist. They do. What we do it through Christ. Because we're all going to come to the same altar and we're all going to receive the same Christ. He is the gateway. The answer to our problems of division in the world is Christ. If we connect ourselves to him, that's going to be the gateway through which we connect to one another. It's the gateway. And that's not to say that there aren't wonderful things about dialogue and about working for justice and peace in the world, and all those things are important, but they're not ultimate solutions. The ultimate solution is Christ. And that's what brings us back here Saturday after Saturday, Sunday after Sunday, because something deep inside of us has learned over time that he is the answer, that he is the gate, and we want to be part of that connection.